Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Zoe.
I'm Sophia.
And we have
Jessica, faith healer.
I don't know.
Is that what I'm supposed to do?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Do you go by Jess or Jessica?
Let's do Jess.
Okay, yeah. We have cool. Jess Jalbert in the studio, live.
Live.
With us, Saturday night. No, it's Friday afternoon. But anyway, goes by faith healer.
My name is Jess Jalbert, and I am the lead person behind the band Faith Healer.
And you come to us from Edmonton, right?
From Edmonton, yes. Nice.
This week, our theme is alter egos.
Alter egos.
Yes.
Okay.
And we have three different kinds of chips.
Which you might say are alter egos of each other.
Three sides of the same coin.
If that could happen, which it can, we'll prove today.
And the chips are?
BBQ, BBQ, and BBQ.
Different kinds of barbecue. Southern barbecue, Korean barbecue, and
Hawaiian
barbecue.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So you might say alter egos of the classic BBQ.
You might.
You might, and I will, and I just did.
Chips. Potato chips, 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 chips. I love the chips.
Anything to do with chips.
Chips, chips, chips. This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
I would like to open the alter ego talk with a little tidbit that I got in my internet research, which I think might spark some frenzy here in the studio.
Oh?
This is a post from CJ from June 10th, 2004, from UrbanDictionary.com. The definition of alter ego is, quote, internet losers who must mask the fact that they don't have their own personality or social life, most likely of Canadian origin.
Yes.
Thanks a lot, CJ.
Yeah.
From
honestly,
2004. If that even is your real name or just your internet alter ego.
I don't know who contributes to Urban Dictionary, but I actually often refer to it because there's just sayings that I don't know.
You mean you refer to it like for your own knowledge or you refer to it in conversation to other people?
For my own knowledge.
Okay.
Like it's a good resource.
Yeah.
So I thought, but this kind of hurt. Hit me somewhere.
I wonder whether... do you think he's American?
He's gotta be, right?
With a name like CJ?
And Canadians are the alter ego Americans or something, is his idea.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. I mean, the thing about Urban Dictionary is, like, sometimes it's brutal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's usually, you know, going to give you a good idea of the truth. They don't mince words.
That's true.
Google your name on Urban Dictionary. And it's always like... some dumb asshole who, like, doesn't know how to drive or something.
I did not know that people, like,
yeah, there's
have their
names
own
up on there.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, what a name stereotypically is?
Just, like, yeah. Like, you'd look up Jess and it would probably be, like, you know, somebody who hasn't left the house in 10 years or something like that. I don't know.
So do you have a favorite chip?
Yes. Ultimately, my favorite chip is salt and vinegar. It's classic, and
it
it's really good, and it's, like, arguably good for you in certain circumstances. Mm-hmm. Right? I had people who, for medical reasons, are recommended by doctors to eat salt and vinegar chips.
What? God, that's so weird that you say that, because I met Sophia's aunt recently who said that her doctor told her to eat chips.
Exactly.
But
yeah.
Is that for, what's it called, low blood pressure or something? What's this
called?
To
be honest, I'm really not sure. But in my lifetime, my grandmother, when she was in the hospital at one point, she had to eat salt and vinegar chips, and I was really jealous of that.
That's so interesting.
And my cousin, who had some kind of a heart problem when he was in junior high, also had to eat a bag of salt and vinegar chips a day. That was his prescription.
Snack pack or like family size?
I think it was snack size.
Okay,
like,
that's
yeah.
Not the
wow,
jumbo pack.
That is so interesting.
I should have looked into why that is. Maybe it has something to do with the salt content.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That seems the most likely to me.
Yeah. We need to do an episode about medical chips.
Well, no, this is perfect, because Faith Healer, medicinal potato chips,
hey,
I'm just
healing
saying.
Healing yourself with my favorite kind of chip, salt and vinegar.
Do people mistake you for being named actually Faith Healer?
Yeah.
Like, as if that were your name?
Well, one of the reasons I use the name Faith Healer is because my sister's middle name is Faye, and I've always been so jealous of that middle name. And I really love that name. I think it's great. I use, like, for my Twitter handle and my Instagram handle, I use Faye and then, like, Thieler is the last name.
Mm.
And that's so I kind of get to have Faye in my
nice.
Life. You know?
Yes.
Do you ever roll with that idea? Would you say that Faith Thieler is your alter ego?
Yeah, I could totally say that. I mean, it's, like, it's the me I want to present myself as.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have an alter ego?
I mean, probably, but it's not named. I don't think. How about you?
Well, I did make up. I don't really. This is the sad part. It's like I have an alter ego at the ready, but I have never really used it.
In case.
But it's what if that situation comes where you need to be someone else immediately and you need it like on the tip of your tongue? I've
right.
prepped it for that moment.
So yeah. what is it?
So I don't. Have you heard of the reality TV show The Hills?
I have heard of it. Is it about rich people?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But one thing that I found really funny was that they would go to this nightclub that was really popular probably in 2007 in LA called Les Deux. Like,
okay.
Both.
But, yeah. Like, but obviously no one speaks French.
So they would always yeah. pronounce it Les Dukes.
Les Dukes.
Was it Les Dukes?
Les Dukes.
Oh.
That's funny.
Les Deux. Les Deux or Les Dukes. They didn't know. I think they alternated between those.
Right.
And I thought that was really funny. And so I made up this alter ego who is Leslie Dukes, also known as
amazing.
Les Dukes,
Les
named
Dukes.
After that nightclub in Hollywood.
Wow, and what are some parameters of her personality?
Well, like, that's the thing that's sort of pathetic, because I have the name, I don't have much else.
It's a pretty good start, though.
I just don't know when I'm going to use it. That's it.
Okay.
And well, now maybe I've outed myself and will never be able to use it. Probably jig is up.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. So we're calling our friend a bit of an alter ego herself in that she is a dual American and Canadian citizen.
I was about to introduce you as Leslie Dukes. Not right.
Hello?
Hey, Hannah.
Hello, Spoons.
Oh, that's my alter ego.
Zoe.
Anyway. It's us.
And Jess. Okay.
Can you hear us?
Okay.
I can hear the three-headed, what I presume is a chip monster speaking to me. Yes.
How did you know? How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are y'all?
Good.
We're good.
Where are you?
I am at the office. In a
okay.
closed little speaking room.
Oh,
the this podcast is
the, hole. The podcast collar.
The podcast hole.
Closet.
Yeah. I'm putting down the blinds as we speak.
Ooh la la.
Hannah, would you say that you have an alter ego at work?
Yes. Mostly by virtue of the fact that I am not myself at work in the same way that I am
who is?
in my social world. And yes, who is?
And yes, who
it's
is?
All a lie.
It's called a professional lie. Yeah, I work with a lot of film programmers because I work at a film festival, and there's a certain need to kind of one-up one another. in terms of showcasing that you know what it is we do in the building, which is know about movies, and that makes things a little less lol. I would say, including myself.
Yes. So, like, largely your job is on the web, correct?
Correct.
Have you ever made or spent a Bitcoin?
Good cue. No, I have not. Okay. I would like to.
Noted.
Okay. I would also love to, I don't know if these exist anymore, but spend a Dogecoin.
What's Dogecoin? A Dogecoin?
Do you remember the meme that is still present, but of the Shibu dog looking kind of frighteningly at a camera?
Yes.
There, from that became a new set of digital currency, which is Dogecoins.
What?
Which, yeah, which I don't know if it still has the
value.
The value, yes.
It once did.
It was a thing created from a thing made famous by the internet.
That is crazy.
Wow.
I really don't understand the meme correlation.
Me neither. Yeah. So is the currency like memes of this Shibu Inu dog?
The like print face of the currency was an image of the dog.
Oh.
Wait, it was just printed? Like a new branding of a type of digital currency. Much like Bitcoins, I have no idea how you generate those for yourself and then how to spend them. But there was like a very specific way with this meme coin.
Well, let me tell you, I know what I'm doing after this.
I'm going to ask you, what would you buy if you had one of those dog coins?
Doge coins.
Doge, whatever.
I'd love to buy pics of dogs. I want dog photos.
Those Getty images.
Well, that's what they already
steep
are.
Steep price.
Yeah, I want the no that's watermark wild. Getty image.
Wow, that's indulgent, let me tell you.
Oh, man, Hannah. You're, you know, partly from the South, right?
Mm-hmm.
From the Southern U.S.
That's correct.
I'm assuming you've been to a Southern BBQ before.
I don't think I've been to a formal BBQ, but that is something my family will often do, is get the barbecue going and make some real nice
meats.
Barbecue chicken or barbecue ribs, something of the sort.
Is it something you say would probably feel nice for you to have condensed into a chip form?
I think if you can be with your loved ones, it doesn't matter if it's coming from a bag or off a grill.
Just getting in my mouth.
Amen,
just
Hannah.
Just getting in my mouth.
Finally, Hannah, I want to ask you if you could pose us a question about chips.
Outside of the scope of normal foods you would associate as being given a chip variety,
right?
Is there a flavor or a food object you think is undervalued in?
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Represented as a chip.
I love this question, Hannah.
This is an awesome question. Wow. Thank you so much, and we're going to answer it this episode. Just you wait. Thank you so much, Hannah. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Hannah.
Bye.
Bye.
So, Hannah's question.
The first thing that popped into my mind, which I know wouldn't be a good chip, but I'm just going to tell you what first came to my mind.
No, wait. What is her question?
Oh,
so is there like a flavor that's typically underrepresented or something?
Yeah, that you would want to see as a chip, but you never have. Like, basically, what's your fantasy chip flavor is essentially what I took it as.
That doesn't exist already.
Yeah, and the first thing, which I'm going to tell you, is not my fantasy chip flavor, Starburst.
Ooh.
Wow, sweet chip.
I'm not into sweet chips, but I'm just saying that's the first thing that came to my mind.
Interesting. Yeah. Do you have any thoughts?
I think a Starburst chip would be gross.
I do too.
But it's an interesting idea because they do pack a very flavorful punch.
They
like
do.
Their specific flavor. Underrepresented. I need to think about it a little
I
bit.
I do too.
I had two other ideas. Okay, just let me throw them out. Aloe vera or aloe flavored.
Interesting.
Okay.
And then I thought on the same train, cucumber water flavored.
Sure. Okay, there's so many different chip varieties in the world now. Mm-hmm. And like there's more and more every day. And I really think that almost all of the savory bases have been
covered.
Yeah.
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 Maybe some less savory spices or sweet stuff, you know?
I really like the concept of chips that are a meal with complete with a drink all in one.
Me too.
There's this chip brand called Mackey's, and they have like haggis with a glass of whiskey or something, which is so ridiculous.
That's so funny.
But also really fun to try.
And also another thing that came out in the American Lay's Flavor Challenge recently is beer and brats, which is like a meal. I mean, it's so futuristic.
It is.
I just can't help but love it.
I know.
Okay, the last thing that I was going to say is just...
And my third point.
Was just different pasta dishes. I feel like I don't see that a lot. Like, I once had penne alla vodka with you, Sophia, on a pizza. Yes, with you.
Oh, okay.
On a pizza. On a pizza. Yeah, I've seen what about chips. Penne alla vodka pizza chips? That's crazy. But what about penne alla vodka chips? Or spaghetti and meatballs chips.
Yeah.
You just don't really see lasagna chips. Like, I'm just saying, you don't
see
that a lot.
Right. I think we should delve into our chips while getting into some more stuff.
Okay. As we noted, we have 3 bags of kettle chips. So, Korean barbecue.
Oh, Hawaiian barbecue, which is made with avocado oil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Health factor.
Mm-hmm. The good chip.
And then we have Southern barbecue or barbecue du sud.
Okay.
We are going to give it a go. Do you want to open one of these bags?
Sure.
Wow. I'm going to say, I've said it once, I've said it twice, I've said it thrice. I hate how you have to open these bags.
Yeah, I really agree with you. They should open
the regular way.
Like a regular bag. This one just has natural smoke flavor.
This is really tragic, the way that we've opened these. But anyway. Okay, should we start with the Southern BBQ?
Yeah, okay, I'm going to give it a whiff first. It smells like ginger.
Yeah, it smells like wood chips to me, like that you would barbecue on.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Okay. I'm going to take a sniff of the Korean barbecue. Ugh, it smells so good, and it smells authentic.
Almost a bit creepy
how right it is.
How meal smell it is.
You can kind of get the kimchi smell in there.
Here's you want to give that the first whiff?
Yeah.
Hawaiian barbecue. They don't really smell like a lot.
Okay. It says it has ginger-infused sea salt.
Wow. Oh, that sounds nice.
Never heard of it.
Let's take a crusty. Should we start with Hawaiian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Basically, it tastes like regular barbecue.
I find a lot of new kettle chip flavors that are like barbecue or like the curry ones taste exactly like you just took a pack of noodles and like crunched them up and ate them dry with the flavor in them.
Should we hop on to the next one?
Yeah. Okay. Southern?
Yeah, let's go for Southern.
I like that these ones are rippled.
Oh, yeah, ridged.
Cheers.
Cheers. I took 3.
Wow.
Mustard.
A lot of mustard.
Way mustardy.
Mm-hmm.
I would not have expected these to be as mustardy.
Oh, yeah. Me neither. Yeah.
This basically tastes like mustard chip.
Yeah, which, I'm going to be honest, quite into.
I'm very into it, too.
I love mustard.
Honey mustard chips, those are really good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Kind of same vein.
But what sets this apart from honey mustard?
It is sweet, a little though. Sweet. Honey mustard is, I think, sweeter generally.
Yeah. Did you do like imaginary games as a child, like playing a character of some kind?
Oh, I'd like pretend to like go to the zoo or something like that. I have 3 siblings, so we like had a lot of interaction with each other when we were growing up
because
we grew up on like not in a city,
right?
So we definitely played a lot of games together and be like, you know, oh, okay, pretend you're a tiger and I'm going to go to the tiger cage or whatever.
Right.
But I didn't have like I didn't have any imaginary friends or anything.
Okay, yeah.
That's what
I
was going to ask you also, if you guys had imaginary friends, but no.
I didn't, but I did have recurring imaginary characters that I would take on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was always a cat. Or I would play some kind of like superhero boy.
So those were your alter egos in play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any specific, or like just a superhero you made up, not like a specific superhero.
Perhaps superhero is the wrong word, but he was like adventurous boy who couldn't die and probably could fly.
That's pretty cool. I am adventurous boy who can't die and probably I can fly.
Did you have imaginary friends?
I had one imaginary friend. She didn't have a name. She was just a girl, and she was a ghost, and she had a pet dog and a pet spider. And I was, like, really afraid of spiders, and it was definitely, like, a coping mechanism for, like, getting over my fear of spiders, because I was totally okay with her spider.
Right.
And it, like, always followed her around. It was a little spider, not, like, a big hairy one.
Right, okay. I mean, I also certainly thought that my stuffed animals talked. I don't know if that's really the same vein, but,
okay, should we try the Korean barbecue?
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
This one smells the most like,
these are from so far, flavor-packed.
From a far away, these smell like, what do you call it, burning rubber. Like, it doesn't smell good from far away. Oh. For me.
Funny you should say that, because I also do love the smell of burning rubber.
You do? They're very flavor-blasted.
These are so flavor-blasted, it's almost unbearable, but in a good way.
I like the spice at the end.
Yeah, yeah, it's got a
little kick to them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you Francophone, partly?
No, I went to, like, French immersion school my whole life, and then my family, there's French in my family, for sure, and we all speak it, but it's not my first language.
Do you find that when you speak French, you have a different personality than you
actually,
do when you speak English?
Yeah, or at least when I do in my head, and often, like, if I'm about to, like, phone somebody or, like, speak on the phone with a member of my extended family, I prepare myself in my head because I never get the opportunity to practice. And I find when I'm practicing for those conversations, I think I have an alter ego because, like, I'm, like, all confident and, like, in my head, the words are just flowing, you know, and
totally.
We're, like, you know, en jazz. We're, like, you know,
en
it's very...
yeah. Oui.
But then, as soon as, like, the person picks up, I'm like, oh, bonjour, est-ce que... Like, it's so back to me, but
same.
Even, like, worse, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I spent, you know, so long learning French, and I have, like, French family members, you know, so it's, like, I really have a leg up in that arena. Something just clicked where I was like, man, I feel so meek when I'm trying to speak this other language to people, and I feel so stupid, and I feel like I'm, like... 55% dumber than I am. Like, not just a little bit dumber. You just feel really, like, you know, you can't get your point across. Like, yeah, you can't be your personality if you don't feel, like, fluency in the language. Mm-hmm. You have to be an alter ego. You have to be meek.
I think one of the worst things is that when you speak a language that you're not totally fluent in, the part where I feel the most cut off, obviously your vocabulary isn't expanded to the level that you would have in other languages. But the part where I feel the most misunderstood is that when I can't make a joke, especially because I think that to diffuse those situations, like, where you feel like you're not being fully understood, it's so easy to just make a joke and then be like, oh, God, what am I saying? But not being able to make a joke is, I think, the worst part.
Yeah,
not speaking
you have
language
to,
fluently.
Like, take the very basic knowledge you have to try and explain that that wasn't even what you meant anyway. Mm-hmm. It's just
bad.
Guys, I think we have to choose a winner for these chips.
God, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
During a conversation, I haven't gone back for another Hawaiian barbecue chip one time. The other ones I've gone back for...
Could partly do with the fact that it's harder for you to reach.
It's the farthest away from me. But if I had wanted to, I would have made it over there.
Yeah,
I would have reached.
You know what? Same for me. And I know that it's directly correlated to the fact that I can't reach it. Or that I can, but, like, with great difficulty. Great difficulty.
It's right in front of you.
But what am I going to do? I can't do this.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
Korean
Southern barbecue.
BBQ.
Southern. Two Southern and a Korean. Okay, the way this works, Zoe, is we have to have one winner.
I know that.
Or you're on the outside of the two against one.
So do we have to argue about this?
I'm going to grab one of each, and I'm going to have a little taste. But what happens if I can't bow down?
I'm sure you can.
I forgot. I actually love Southern barbecue.
Yes. Okay, mustard. It's the mustard.
It's the mustard. I totally forgot about it. It's because I had eaten a Korean barbecue recently.
That's what happened to me last time.
I'm gonna change my answer easily.
It's advice for next time. Advice for the wise. Don't you dare think that what's left in your mouth is your favorite chip.
That's the takeaway from today.
That's true.
That was an alter ego flavor in my mouth. And I squashed it. Okay? Les Dukes is coming out.
Thank you so much for being on our Chip podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Do you have an album coming out?
I do, yeah. But it doesn't have a release date yet because we are really slow. It'll be September, I think. New album coming out in September.
Cool. So good to listen.
JustChips.com, the podcast. podcast, not the website.
We are your hosts and producers, Zoe Robertson,
Sophia LaPage,
and our special guest today was
Faith Healer.
We recorded this episode at Eggplant Pictures and Sound,
and our theme song is by Fez Gielen.
This is a Sumo Audio
production.
Check out Faith Healer on the internet. Her album that you can listen to right now is called Cosmic Troubles.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an upcoming album that will be released in September.
Maybe. Maybe not. Who knows?
Maybe, maybe not. Yeah.
This fall.
Yeah.
Her upcoming album will be released this fall, and we'll let you know when that happens.
That's goodbye.
Good, right?
Okay. Awesome.
See? Well, thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you. Thank Do you, you want to so have any of these bags of chips with you?
I think I won't.
Just because I'm walking around a bunch. Yeah, if I have a bag of chips, I will eat them.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.